Joining us now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan, good afternoon and happy holidays.
That's the same to you, Mr. Mayor. Before we get into COVID numbers, I did want to get, I want to talk to you about this. We got a storm coming in. Are you worried about that at all right now?
Well, we are very concerned about the high winds that are projected. I'm actually in conversation with DPW Commissioner Pat Hill and BEMA Director, Brockton Emergency Management Agency Director, Steve Hook. They've been working with the utility companies for several days now. Superintendent Mike Thomas and I have been in conversations as well. We're getting a lot of requests to cancel school tomorrow. It is a half day tomorrow scheduled, so Superintendent and I will have another conversation this afternoon. But we are definitely monitoring, and it looks like it could be a whopper of a storm coming this way.
All right. So some of the biggest concerns that you said are wind. Are you concerned about flooding at all or anything of that sort?
Not as much as flooding. I think more loss of electricity because of the high winds projected, 60 to 70 to 80 mile an hour. So that's high coast winds. So, again, since we're not, coastal, we're not really concerned so much as flooding, but we are going to monitor everything.
All right. Very well then, Mr. Mayor. Now on to COVID. What are the latest numbers in the city?
Yeah, I mean, since I last spoke to you, death count's gone up. We're at 515 loss of life. We did have one new death this week. 33,509 total cases overall. Active current cases, 209, which is an uptick. Within the last 24 hours, we have 29 confirmed new cases, and out of those, 25 are over the age of 18 years of age.
And, of course, we are in the holiday season now. We're right smack in the middle of Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa just a few days away.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. I mean, we've been doing the toy giveaway. I want to thank UPS. The Teamsters came the other day and dropped over 400 toys to the mayor's toy drive. We've been working with all our partners to get those out into to the community for the boys and girls. I was at Catholic Charities in Brockton this morning. They were giving out toys as well. And, it is the time of giving and the holiday of togetherness. So, again, I want people to be able to celebrate, special times with their family. Be safe. We have flu cases off the charts right now. We are technically in the red with COVID cases. So, again, we are working with our health clinicians to try to have a healthy, safe holiday season going into the new year.
I want to ask you, how are the hospitals handling things right now?
Census numbers, Dan, are up right now. There have been some very, very sick people. It's not just COVID. I mean, the flu A right now is really seems to be paramount in Brockton right now and neighboring communities as well. So, I mean, the hospitals are doing what they do, right? Trying to do the best they can, making sure they minimize and mitigate the spread. But the numbers are definitely heading in the wrong direction from my perspective.
Now, how about RSV?
Still, I mean, that's kind of the third, right? So we're dealing with COVID, we're dealing with the flu, and then RSV is trickling in with the youth. I mean, it tends to impact the youngsters. I had a conversation in a meeting yesterday with my Board of Health Director, Dr. Eno Montesier, and, they're monitoring it along with, I'm thankful to still have our medical consultant, Dr. Rick Herman, helping us. And, so it's all hands on deck, and, we are working with our school nurses and Dr. Linda Cahill, who heads up the school nurses as well. So it's here. I mean, all these things are here. So we're trying to really do the best we can and enjoy the holiday season, but do it in a safe way.
Now, with something we haven't talked about in a while, Mpox.
We've only had three confirmed cases. One was a direct relation to Brockton. Two others had connections to the city, but they were not Brockton residents. And thankfully, those numbers have not gone up since I last shared those with you. So, it's definitely here, and it has been here. But right now, it seems to be the three other ills that we've been talking about that are really impacting the community as a whole.
Now, some good news to report for the city. You're going to be taking part in the CORE grant program for the high school?
Yeah, I mean, I was so excited. I testified yesterday with Superintendent Mike Thomas, and, we had submitted it twice before. Three's a charm, as they say. So the MSBA, Mass School Building Association, approved it. Again, Brockton High is one of the largest public high schools east of the Mississippi. So it's a creative way. They do it in phases. But it's about $500 million. What a $500 million renovation. We'll also add on a STEAM, some people used to call it STEM, but it's a STEAM wing as well. So, again, we're working out some of the finer details. But the biggest thing is we made it to the next round, and I'm really, really thankful for the state realizing how important it is to bring Brockton High, which was built in 1970, up to state-of-the-art and address all the needs of the students and the staff.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it, and happy holidays to you and yours and the entire city.
You too as well, Dan. Be well. Thank you.
Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.